the bay.
This is Hannah Lazar with PiratePods.com, and I'm on the phone with Carmen Sousa. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, hello.
Hi. Yes, Carmen, you're in the UK right now, is that right?
Yes, yes, near London, in a place called Sidcup.
Sidcup. So
yes.
You grew up in Cape Verde, is that right?
No, actually I grew up in Portugal because my parents emigrated to Lisbon when they were like 20 years old, and they got married there, and I was born there already. So I grew up there.
Was music a part of your daily activities growing up with your parents?
Yes, of course. I always had the vinyl albums of old Cape Verdean music, and I always listened to a lot of radio too, and so I had the both worlds of you know, the traditional music from Cape Verde and a lot of international music and contemporary music.
Well, what got you interested in singing jazz and like a combination of jazz and traditional sounds and then bringing it to people's ears? And what got you interested in that?
Well, I think it was just a part of me that just evolved naturally, you know, because I listen to jazz, and it's a music style that I like very much. And I just simply joined it with the Cape Verdean roots that are part of me too, and so the whole music evolution just came up, and it was natural.
Well, it sounds so beautiful and natural when I hear you singing.
Well,
I mean,
thank you.
I have not been able to see you live. I've been to WOMAD the one time it was in the U.S., but you've done WOMAD in the U.K., right?
Yeah, in 2005. You were there in 2005?
No, in the United States.
Oh, in the United States. Okay. Yeah. I was in the U.K., yes. Right. It's a great festival. It's really big, and you can hear a lot of types of music, and all that fusion of music is very interesting. So many stages and people, you know, so many new artists. It's a very good interchange, and it's a good experience, I think.
Yeah, both the artist and the person dancing and listening and.
Yeah. It's very good.
So, speaking of jazz and, you know, speaking to your audience, really, your song, Pergunta Sem Fim, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes. Pergunta Sem Fim, yes.
It has so much feeling and a sadness to it when I listen to it. And it also really has a Nina Simone feel to it.
What? Excuse me?
A Nina Simone feel?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? You think so?
and I love Nina Simone, so when I hear someone that has that same powerful soul coming through, it really, it speaks to me. But can you talk about this song and what it means to you?
Well, it was a song that when we were recording the album, it just came up, and I started to build the chords of the song and the whole melody. And actually, we had a friend in Portugal who was spending some time in Portugal, who is J. Core. I don't know if you know him. He's a very known sax player, and he has played with Ella Fitzgerald, and he has a big, range of artists with whom he played with.
Wow.
And so it was very interesting because he came up to the studio and he recorded, and we explained to him. Me and Tell, the producer, we explained to him, the meaning of it, because pergunta sem fim means questions without answer. And what I meant with this was like, those times in which you're asking questions, why does this happen, and why can't I go further with this, or so it's certain deadlines in your life that you try to know the answers, but sometimes maybe the answers are not ready for you to know, or you are not ready for the answers yet, and or sometimes the answers are right in front of you, but you can't see them because you're blocked by something. And so it was a very natural composer.
Boca responder, tudo ia me dar. Viver nessa dúvida, te agradou, te seguir. Boa vontade, boa verdade. Se me ouvis, boa voz está segredo. Minhas perguntas, dilema.
The participation of Jay Core just added a lot more, because he brought the real jazz to it, because I'm not a purist in jazz, and because I drink from a lot of influences, but I feel like Jay Core is the real jazz influence. He came from the United States, and he played with so many artists in jazz, Dizzy Gillespie and everything. He brought the real traditional jazz to it, and it just came up. Yes, it was very good to have him.
And he carries that history with him too.
Yeah, he carried that history, and what I usually say is that you can hear and feel the weight of each note. Each note has history and has like a past.
Wow, that must have been amazing. He's like a musical hero.
Yeah, he is. He is.
And even though sometimes it's hard to think of yourself that way, but he was probably very honored to play with you too.
Oh, we were honored to play with him, because not only play with him, but getting to know him, because he is a person who has gone through so many experiences, and he shared some stories with us. And he really taught us a lot musically and personally, and it was very nice. It was very rewarding to have him in the album.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, who taught you how to play guitar?
My father had a guitar at home. He never really taught me, just like do this or do that. I would just grab the guitar and start doing some things, some really messed up things. But I learned almost by myself. And when I met Theo Pascal, the producer that made all these albums and that have been working with me for some years now, he also showed me a lot and opened my horizons to music and to playing guitar and to playing the piano too.
Oh, the piano.
Yeah.
So, what other languages can you sing in? What are all the languages that you sing in?
Well, I'm mainly singing Creole in the album. There's a song also in the album in which I sing in Creole and in English, which is the song is called Confiança, which means trust. And my natural language is Portuguese. I know a little bit of German, but I don't sing in German.
Yeah, you
But it would
know,
be a good mixture to make Cape Verdean music in German.
maybe someday.
You never know.
Well, your new album, is it pronounced Verdad or Verdade?
Verdad, yes, verdad.
Which means truth, right?
Yes.
And how is this new album different for you?
How does it?
How is it different for you than your past music?
Well, it's different because I always talk about the lyrics that I composed for this album are more about me, and also the songs take that course too, because in the other album, Ensina Cabo Verde, I was giving a lot of my voice to the Cape Verdean problems and the Cape Verdean culture and the whole Cape Verdean scene. But in Verdad, I keep those roots in the music, which come in the Creole speaking and singing and the rhythms, and but the lyrics, I speak more about myself and almost like a testimony of what I am and what I want to follow, and I don't know, just my daily life. It's like a way that I'm following, and everything that happens in between when I cross that way, I want to keep myself as truth. I want to be true to myself, in my music and as a person.
Deixa avançar, deixa alma surgir.
Thank you, Carmen, for giving us your truth.
Thank you for having my truth, for hearing my truth.
Well, yeah. And, at the end of a lot of our interviews, we ask people to give us a pirate shout out. Can you give us one?
Like what? Can you exemplify or
Sure. Like some people say "arr," or some people have a little pirate saying that they do.
pirates? Okay, like an R
Yeah.
type of thing. R.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's all.